Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go to the real games now, because I think there's a couple look-ahead lines. I want to start with it. I'm telling you guys, don't do this. Don't do this. Don't do this. Revenge Bowl. I'm getting my money. TCU -6.5 at Kansas. Why? Because F Kansas to another galaxy. They're frauds. They're media darlings. If I have to hear another studio host who is not funny and who doesn't even write his own lines be like, I thought they were a basketball school, Vern. I can't take anymore. Second of all, every week this team gets less efficient. I could bore you with the data. I'm not going to. Every week more tape gets out. We know what you're doing, Leipold. We know what you're doing, Jalen. And Iowa State, they didn't take the cheese. They didn't do any shifts. They didn't let the motion and the cha-cha and the mariachi band that Kansas offense is, they sat there. They sat there in their 3-3-5 and said, we're going to lock this down. And they did. They held Jalen Daniels 20 yards and 100 yards passing. I can't help that Matt Campbell hates money and hates people. The point is, I'm going after it. And I'm pissed I didn't bet TCU last week. We talked about it. I said it was TCU or pass. Mm-hmm. And I passed because I suck and I'm cursed. But I'm betting TCU. I've already bet this game. I bet it yesterday. I'm going to bet it today. And I'm going to bet it to where I'm getting my money back. Ask me what happens if I lose.
What if you lose?
I'll bet him again.
I should.
I don't even know who they play next week. I don't care.
I'm going to pull up Kansas' schedule because this is great.
They go to the national title. I quit the pod.
Mike's just going to chase this bet. Oh, this is great.
And I tell people, don't chase. Don't listen to me. This is when your mom or your dad said don't do as I did, don't do as I say, do what I do. Whatever the hell the phrase is, just don't listen to me here. Don't.
Here's their schedule. After this game, they go to Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
After that, they go to Baylor.
Baylor.
Then they get 2 weeks to prepare for Oklahoma State. Back at Lawrence.
If they make it through this, I don't know.
If we're into November with an undefeated Jayhawks team,
I quit.
I actually like them. I do like them. It's a fun offense. The motion is creative.
I don't care anymore.
And I told you earlier in the season they might be good. So you know what?
Yeah, but the whole point is look at who they played. And by the way, shout out Houston. Remember I told you how Houston was the most overrated team in America to start the year? Mm-hmm. Not only did they lose to Tulane, they lost to Tulane's third string quarterback. Michael Pratt didn't play. Backup gets hurt in the first series.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the best part. The game goes to overtime. Dana Holgorsen takes the ball. Now, I didn't even bet this game. I was sitting there in a hotel room in New York.
This is going to bore people. Analytically, it's the right decision to take the ball first.
No,
I know it's conceptually wrong, and I agree. Like, your brain isn't wired that way.
Yeah, well,
teams to take the ball first win most.
Well, good. Start the bonfire with the analytics because they kicked a field goal, and you know what Tulane's third stringer said?
Scored a touchdown.
Goodbye. But they beat Houston. They beat Duke. Is Duke any good? I don't think so. Like,
is TCU any good?
Yes.
I love how invested you are in this game. I'm having fun with this.
Preseason, I told you.
You were.
TCU, sleeper in the Big 12.
Yes.
Give me some shine.
I know, but I love the sold-out Lawrence, Kansas game day game.
I'm sick of it.
I hope they win
this
week.
That's the other thing I'm sick of hearing about. Hey, we're turning it. Put, you know, do me a favor. Put Kansas up on the cross, okay? Put them up on the cross. Oh, they should be ranked. Oh, College Game Day should be here. I don't give a shit. I want them gone.
I hope they win so bad.
TCU.
What else do you have? Look ahead.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.